Okay, we are now.
Great. So I'd like to call to order the, not the executive committee, the finance committee. It's 3:59 p.m. on September 11th. Could I have a roll call, please?
Ann Chandler,
Here.
Ryan Johnson.
Here.
Kevin Latos,
Here.
Christy Lair.
Here.
Okay, and then we have myself, Alex Hoffman from Shuffle Boyle, Karen Bounds, Leslie Bednar, and Shirley Payton.
Okay. One second, please. I need to pull up the agenda. I closed it earlier. There we go. Do we have any public comment? If not, let's move on to our auditor's presentation.
Hi, how's it going? So I'm Alex Hoffman. I'm the kind of lead on the job. Josh, who has been here in the past, is actually on vacation in Florida. So he will not be joining us today, but he will for the board full board presentation. Just first things first, that we appreciate your relationship with our relationship with you guys. Rhonda and Colleen make it really easy for us and have everything ready and in good order. These are draft financial statements currently. We don't expect much changes, maybe a tiny bit with the workers' comp audit coming back, but that's about it. So you all should have audit presentation, report presentation that Rhonda sent out. So let's just go through that a little bit here. So these first three items here, page 1 through 8, are the reports. Those will not come out until we have the finalized financial statements, but you guys have an unmodified opinion, which is a clean opinion, which you guys have had in the past. It's the best opinion possible, but those reports will not come until the audit is finalized. The second one is the opinion for the Yellow Brick audit, which you guys normally have every year as well. And then the third one, pages 6 through 8, is the single audit report, which is new this year. You guys have had it in the past, but not last year. It's when you have over $750,000 in federal dollars in grant money. And normally you're right up at the level, but this year you went over with the iLead Library Trustees Training Grant. So we had to do more testing on controls and things like that this year. And then this first section, the next section, pages 17 and 18, this is the government-wide financial statements. It's kind of where we include everything like fixed assets, depreciation, those things that you guys don't have, and like the governmental funds and stuff like that, pension assets and things of that nature that are required under GASB 34. So those are those numbers there. Then I guess we go to the governmental funds, page 19. These right here, we listed all the cash balances. And if you notice, general fund cash went up by $510,000. This was because the per capita increased by 519,000. So that's pretty much the main reason for that. And then capital projects fund decreased by 472,000 because of the 7 new vehicles, new server, and a roof as well. Oh, also, if anyone has any questions at any time, feel free to stop me. Going down to page 21, it's kind of just a statement of revenues, expenditures, kind of just how the funds did this year. Because of this increase in the per capita for the general fund, the net change in fund balance was $423,000, dollars, which is pretty much the net income for the general fund. Some main fluctuations there was payroll increased by like 9%. Travel increased, of course, because the COVID restrictions have been lifted in this past year. So there's more travel and conferences and stuff of that nature. And supplies went down by like 112,000. This was because of all the furniture was included in that, since it was below our capitalization threshold for fixed assets. All that furniture and things were in last year's numbers, but not in this year's. If we turn the page to the first one, the CMC grant fund, the amount received increased this year as well. So that's where the change is. And then you had more expenses because of that, with the payroll expenses, with the increased funding and activity. So you guys used all the money for the CMC grant that you did receive. So the change in fund balance was zero. Capital Projects Fund, as I said before, the disbursements are quite a bit more this year because of the seven new vehicles, a new server, and the roof. So as you see, that fund change in fund balance of negative 471,000 is quite a bit more than last year, but that's just because all that activity in this year. The non-major funds, the receipts and disbursements both increased by 160,000, which is because the Library Trustees Training Grant is included in those numbers. So it was 156,000. So that is that increase, and you guys spent all that money, so there was no change in any of those as well. And then this next section, page 21, is just kind of the changes in the fund balance. It's just pretty much the change in the fund balances. I guess this is the fund balances, sorry. So it's just the change in fund balance added into last year's number. So as you can see, this column on the far right has 423,703. If you look back to that like previous page, that is the change in fund balance for the general fund. And then you have the other governmental funds, where the Library Trustee Training Grant and the OCLC grant did not change fund balance because you guys spent all the money in those areas that you received. If you flip the page, the next area, page 24 in the audit report, is the share fund. The share fund, the revenues technically decreased by 662,000, and the expenses also increased by 133,000. This actually wasn't like anything like revenue or expense wise. It's the pension asset is recorded in this. And last year there was a pension asset of 552,000, and then this year it turned into an expense of 210,000. So that was that change. That's why the numbers, if you increase the revenues and expenses, it's pretty similar to last year, but it just looks completely different because of that change from 552 of an asset income, 552 income, to 220 of an expense.
Yeah, so these were non-cash expenditures and revenues. They're booked. They're just have to be recorded per accounting standards. I mean, that's correct, right, Alex? I mean, the way I, so actually no money chain or left. It just is the recording of those pension expense because of the activity in IMRF during the 2022 calendar year, right? I mean, okay, I just wanted to make sure that everyone realized that in depth there, because it is such a negative number.
It's non-cash. It's just based off the IMRF.
Okay. Thank you.
And then the next thing, audit report, page 47 through 49, is like kind of budget versus actual for all the funds. And there's just some highlights here of revenues and expenses for the major funds, where General and capital projects had favorable revenue. CMC grant was under a little by 22,000 for the versus the budget, but all the expenses were favorable, which was always good. And just a few highlights of a few notes. Note one is new accounting pronouncements. There was one this year, but it didn't have any effect. It was based on subscription-based information technologies. It's a whole mess of a thing, but it did not have an effect on your financials. We didn't book anything or anything like that. Note five is capital assets. And it shows the new added ones of the cars, the roof, and the server as well on there, if anyone is interested in those. Note six, change in long-term liabilities is just the compensated absences for the payroll at the end of the year that we record expense for, but then it's still a liability to the system. And then the note 13 is defined pension, the benefit pension plan, which is recorded on the government-wide financial statements, or for the proprietary fund, it's recorded on it. Regular statements. Yes, that is kind of all I have. If anyone has any questions.
So we'll have a further presentation at the board again of all this information that everybody will be able to recap one more time at the board meeting today or this month.
So everything was in compliance then?
Yes. The only thing that we'll have that we have every year is that we help do the financial statements, but that's an every year thing. And most of our clients have that as because it's just a smaller firm and it's not cost effective for you guys to hire someone to keep up on it and be able to do it yourselves. But most, as I said, most of our people that we audit have that finding in it. And all those reports will be next time when Josh talks and a few of the letters for the board as well. But since it's just a draft financial, we can't send those out yet.
Any other questions for Alex? If not, I very much appreciate meeting with us and doing the explanations and going through. It's very helpful, of course.
Thank you, Alex.
Yep.
Thank you,
Thanks. Alex.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
We don't need any approval or anything on this, do we? It was just informational.
I think, Leslie, do they just approve to move it to the executive committee for their review, or what do we normally do on this?
Well, you can, or it is going to be part of the board meeting anyway. It's going to be included in the packet. If you want to, do you want a recommendation for the board? And also, because the executive is tomorrow, it's already in their packet because we had to get it together last week.
Right.
So, however you want to.
I think it's just a presentation. I don't think we need to do any more.
That's my feeling. So let's move on from there. Thank you. To the approval of minutes from August 14th, 2023 meeting. I assume everybody has reviewed these. If there are no questions, then I would ask for a motion to approve.
This is Ryan, so moved.
Thank you, Ryan. Do I have a second?
So I think you're muted. Maybe.
Not hear me second?
Yes, there okay. You go.
Sorry about that. I thought I had hit unmute before I said it. This is Christy. I second.
Okay. Thank you, Christy. Roll call, please.
Ann Chandler.
No.
Ryan Johnson.
Yes.
Kevin Latos.
Yes.
Christy Lair.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Motion passed. We have no unfinished business. So moving on to new business, acceptance of the August 2023 bills. Do we have any questions for Rhonda on those?
I just have a couple of questions. One was on this, the Champaign office then is in a floodplain?
Yes, so they go by the national flood, whatever it is, and whatever zone they're in is what we have to determine whether we need flood insurance or not. It might be that there's a retention area next to it, you know, mm-hmm. like in Carbondale, and even here, all of us are zoned with some kind of flood and, you know, needing flood insurance. But this also is if water comes in from heavy rains, that were covered versus, you know, an internal pipe busting or something like that, that are, if we didn't have this flood insurance, it wouldn't cover any kind of water coming into the building.
And then I just had one other basically from the audit. We just lease the Carbondale office. We don't lease anything else.
So that is, well, we do lease, we have our enterprise vans leased, but they're under a threshold that they don't need to record it. We're at the very end of it. So I think.
But building wise is Carbondale is correct. The only building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only other thing I have is a comment, which I've made before, but we've spent almost $1,200 on working lunches. And I think that's my personal opinion is I'm just going to state it. That's exorbitant for a business this size. So. That's the only questions I had. Thank you.
Okay.
Any others? If not, I ask for a motion to approve the bills as presented.
This is Ryan. So moved.
Thank you, Ryan. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ann. Roll call, please.
Ann Chandler.
Yes.
Brian Johnson.
Yes.
Kevin Latos?
Yes.
Christy Lair?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion carried. Thank you. Now moving to the financial reports. Rhonda, did you want to give us comments on those?
I can. So in your packet is the financial statements as of August 31st, 2023, as far as activity-wise. On the general fund, starting with that, on the statement of revenue and expenditures, I just wanted to note the total expenses right now, actuals are below year-to-date budget by 12.1%. So expenses are doing really well. Now, unfortunately, we have not still received any system area per capita grant revenue. I did talk to Greg McCormick a couple of weeks ago, and he did mention it would be after August, you know, before we would have any kind of receipt of those funds. So I'm hoping that we will see some money coming in from that. This year it will be different because they've changed that live and learn payments. They've gotten rid of that fund and everything's going to come out of the general revenue fund. And so I think we'll get a very large check of over $3 million, and then our LSTA money, which is our federal money, further into the year. So that will be, you know, very interesting to see that this year as a change to what we've been used to in the past with several payments coming in to fund that whole system and per capita grant. So we'll still watch out for that. Illinois funds are still doing really well. So the investment income is still very large as far as in the general fund. You can see to date, we've earned over $42,000 of interest income. And that has a lot to do with that. Illinois funds right now earning over 4.4% or yeah, about 5.4%, I'm sorry. And so again, that's doing really well. So that's the general fund expenses and revenues and everything that's over that target benchmark percentages that are listed at the bottom are also listed at the bottom with explanations on each statement of revenue and expenditure. So, you know, this month, the target benchmark is 83% for all budget line items except for personnel, which should be 85%. So if there's a variance there that's noteworthy, I put that there on every one that's under those thresholds. So, and CMC, they've gone over a few items, but nothing too large, but everything's noted at the bottom of that. ILEAD and OCLC and capital projects, there's no notations there, but share, there is some there, of course. Now, their year-to-date actuals, as we talk about, you know, at the beginning of every fiscal year, takes a while to catch up because of those large expenditures that they pay at the beginning of the year. You know, they have their Polaris expense and they have all their subscription expenses, but we also bill out for those. So their revenues are also really high. So right now, their fees for services and materials are a total of $1,387,528.77, and that represents 89.3% of the projected FY24 budget. And we have collected 83.9% of that as of August 31st, which is really great. We're happy with that. We're wrapping up some of those large accounts receivable outstanding balances, and we're thrilled to get that behind us too. So, and then their year-to-date actuals are above year-to-date budget by 44.5%. But that's has a lot to do with those large expenditures, like I said. And everything else is noted there at the bottom. That's outside of that, under that benchmark percentages. And then in the balance sheet, the general fund balance, that cash balance of $4,892,783.74 would fund general fund by itself for 12 months, and it would fund IHLS general fund and special revenue funds for 11 months. Now, that special revenue funds right now only includes OCLC and library trustee training grant, because I forgot to mention, we did receive around 50% of CMC grant funds. So we did receive that grant fund, so now that can sustain itself. And so that's been taken out of that equation. And then on the share balance, the total overall unrestricted amount of $1,873,947.71, that amount would fund share operations for 10.3 months currently. So that's taken them already, you know, all the way through this fiscal year, which, you know, is really great because of that large billing we do in July and the receivables that we've gotten. And then we have the cash flow statement. It just shows the cash activity of in and outs all through the month of August in each fund. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Okay. I appreciate the way you make all the notations at the bottom to explain things. I know. Absolutely. It takes time, but it's very helpful.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks, Rhonda. If no questions, I ask for a motion to approve the financial reports.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Ann. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Brian. Roll call, please.
Ann Chandler.
Yes.
Ryan Johnson.
Yes.
Kevin Latos.
Yes.
Christy Lair.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Motion carried. Do we have any public comment or announcements? If none, I ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make it.
Thank you, Ann. Do you have a second? Thanks, Ryan. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Thank you. 4:23, so in the meeting. So not too bad considering we had the audit. Report. So appreciate everybody's time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.